Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Rafael Borras, Undersecretary for Management at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Also joining our conversation from IBM is George Kruiser. Let's talk about the consolidation of the physical department with the DHS headquarters consolidation project. Would you tell us more about that? What are the benefits and operational efficiencies that will be realized from the move to a one physical infrastructure?
Well, there's so many areas that just make good sense about consolidating the department's headquarters. First of all, we're spread out at about 50 different locations within the National Capital Region here in Washington, D.C. So from efficiency standpoint, from a communication standpoint, from a collaboration standpoint, there are just so many inherent inefficiencies with that model. Now, we didn't get there by plan. Again, remember, this organization was put together by bringing together organizations that had their own locations or had their own leases outside of physical headquarters location, and many of these are long-term leases. So this has to be staged very carefully. This is a managed process to bring these 50 locations together. And we were very fortunate to be able to have the campus, the West Campus of the St. Elizabeth's Hospital site available for the Department of Homeland Security. So working with GSA to utilize that space, preserve the integrity, the historical nature of that campus, but also allow it to meet our operational needs, is a wonderful activity which forces us to confront this one DHS. What are we? Is it simply being in one place? If that's all it was, that would be easy. Just move everybody into the same building. Does that guarantee success? Does that guarantee the one DHS? Of course not. It's not about the physical location. It's about the process we undertake to understand our mission, our interdependencies, and how do we use this new facility to reestablish, to sort of relocate and rethink about what does it mean now to staff the Department of Homeland Security? What does it mean for the way you provide human capital services? So if you have multiple entities going to St. Elizabeth's, for example, do they need multiple offices of human capital? Can we do that with fewer human capital offices serving the campus? Same thing with financial management or acquisition. So going through this exercise forces us to look at ourselves, see how we're structured, how we're organized. The physical part, the physical assets are just really the vehicle that is forcing us to address these issues.
What's the status of the project? And more particularly, I'd really like to tackle this part. What are some of the critical challenges you've faced in moving?
Well, any kind of physical relocation is a massive undertaking. You know, some of the biggest challenges initially, and again, many of my predecessors faced this, was establishing the rationale for doing this. I don't want to sort of diminish that. Making the case that this was important to bring the department together was made by some very good people, and they did a good job of it, and Congress has supported that. I have nothing but great respect and admiration for the hard work that was done to build a platform that said, this is something that is a good investment of taxpayer money, and we're going to fund this. And that's sort of step one. Secondly, is coming to grips with, as I alluded to earlier, what is it, how are we going to use that space? And then how are we going to physically downsize, if you will, from 50 different locations into something substantially less? So you've got all the issues associated with different leases, staggered times, different cost structures, different overhead rates, and you've got to bring all of that together. This is a tremendous learning opportunity for the organization to learn how to do this. So in addition to the physical location, co-location, in addition to all of the efficiencies or synergies that we can develop, the discipline of going through this process is going to be very helpful. Now, how's the project going? You know, as a construction project, it's going very, very well. We're on time. We're on schedule right now. We continue to enjoy wonderful support from the Congress and from OMB that see great value in this project. Well, we expect to be done in around 2013, and it'll certainly take the better part of a year to physically move all of the people and all of the assets into the new Coast Guard building.
Well, you've mentioned before as one of your key challenges, well, actually two of your key challenges is acquisition and human capital. You've also touched on the fact that enhancing processes and structures or physical or centralizing a physical location is just not enough. You have to have the right people with the right expertise in the right job. So I want to sort of bring this all together and get a sense of, would you elaborate on your efforts to build a cadre of acquisition professionals at DHS?
First of all, I like the word acquisition because it's much more broad. It's much more broad and much more expansive than just procurement. Typically, when we talk about acquisition, a lot of people talk about acquisition, they mean procurement. We mean acquisition. So we're looking at just not contracting officers and contracting office technical representatives. We're talking about the whole human capital life cycle that supports acquisition. These are the project managers. These are the cost engineers. These are the schedulers. These are the systems engineers. This is the total asset inventory that's required to support a good acquisition. These are the good program executives that get an opportunity, have an opportunity to conjure up these good acquisitions, these strategies. It takes the whole life cycle, and we're putting our effort. So we're looking at what are the right skill sets that we need? What is the right kind of training that's needed to grow the acquisition workforce? Acquisition right now is one of the hottest commodities in the workplace. It's the most, one of the most, if not the most competitive human capital field right now. It's very difficult. We're all chasing the same small assets. So we have to be very creative about growing our own. I'll use, you know, sort of the old axiom we use in local government about economic development. It's much cheaper to retain your existing base of local businesses than it is to attract new business. Now, you have to do both. But we always felt in local government from an economic development standpoint, it's going to be much cheaper, much more cost effective to make sure that you keep your existing business base in your respective city or town. Same thing with our talent. We want to invest in our people and we want to keep them in DHS. And so that means they have to aspire to a grander vision. And talking about acquisition, putting them in the context of this large framework where they're in an end-to-end process and they're all colleagues in the same acquisitions cycle, if you will, is very, very important, very helpful for us to retain our existing workforce. We have to resource them. We've got to train them. We've got to give them the opportunity to grow. But again, what did I say at the outset? If they want to get better, they got to get good first. So we're going to push them to get really good at what they do. And doing so, I think we'll have a much better workforce.
Have you spearheaded any particular programs, professional programs for this area?
Oh, we have a very extensive intern program, acquisition career intern program. I think to date we've had about 300 individuals go through that program. So that's a combination of internal DHS candidates and folks who have come from outside DHS, all disciplines. I meet with these groups periodically, and I'm amazed at the depth and the breadth of the skill sets these folks are bringing. Some of them are engineers, some of them are political scientists, some from come from liberal arts, all different walks of life coming together involved in this acquisition career intern training program. It is building the future. So that's one that I would highlight that we're making a tremendous investment.
What does the future hold for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security? We will ask Rafael Boris, Undersecretary for Management at DHS, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.